Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Grandpa comparte su Easter wisdom.
Canutito! Canutito!
Grandpa Caralampio called out early one morning.
Where is that muchacho?
He mumbled to himself as he went back into the corral looking for the boy. There he found him busy feeding los conejitos that he kept in una jaula. Canutito had separated the baby rabbits from the papa rabbit so that he wouldn't kill them. They were now with a mama rabbit, toditos prendeditos de la chichi.
What are you doing, mijo?
He asked his grandson, sidling up to him.
Oh, Grandpa, look!
Canutito called up to him excitedly.
La coneja has just given birth to a whole bunch of little baby conejitos.
Oh, sí, said Grandpa Caralampio, looking down at them. And he could see that one of them was really shivering from the cold. They were still un poco feitos, like rats. Pero in time, I'm sure that they'll be very pretty and get all cutitos.
Oh, I think they're kind of cute the way they are, exclaimed Canutito defensively.
Grandpa Caralampio could see that the boy was quite taken with them. He asked him,
what are you going to name them, mijo?
Well, there are five of them, replied the little boy. So I think maybe I'll name them Flopsy, Mopsy, Peter, Cottontail, and Juan. Grandpa Caralampio giggled at his nieto's gift for invention. He asked him,
pero mijo, ¿por qué have you given al de las ánimas the name of Juan?
I don't know what el de las ánimas means, Grandpa, said Canutito haltingly.
Oh, when I was little, began his grandpito as he rolled out a cigarette, people used to raise more animalitos than they do now. Now, if a mama sheep or a mama pig had triplets or even septuplets, they could not feed them right. No tenían enough leche for toda la gavilla. There was always a little one who was the runt of the litter. The runt was called el de las ánimas, and it was dedicated to the souls of purgatory because it wasn't expected to live por mucho tiempo. Then the people who didn't have animales would cry out, pídome el de las ánimas!
What did they mean by that, Grandpa? Asked the little boy.
It meant, dibs on the runt, said Grandpa Caralampio.
And did they really used to give away the runt de las ánimas to the people, Grandpa? Asked Canutito.
Oh, pues sure, mijo, replied his grandpa. Sometimes people started their own flocks or herds with a runt who wasn't expected to live, but somehow did.
Then I guess that my conejito Juan is el de las ánimas and he isn't expected to live, said Canutito sadly.
Oh, you never know, mijo, began his grandfather. Sometimes it isn't los advantages de la vida that make you succeed. Sometimes people who have something to overcome tienen más razón para vivir. They have to fight por la vida.
Canutito could see that his grandpito had gained a lot of wisdom en la vida. He knew just how to consolarlo. Do you think that if I start feeding Juan muchas carrots ahora, that maybe he'll get real strong? Asked Canutito as a bright idea flashed in his mind.
No, mijo, said his grandpa. He don't have no dientes and he can barely mamar de la chichi as it is. I don't think your conejito is quite yet ready to eat zanahorias.
Oiga, grandpa, began the little boy as a riddle popped into his mind. What did one carrot say to the other carrot?
Oh, I don't know, mijo, said Grandpa Caralampio. What did one zanahoria say to the other zanahoria?
A rabbit will eat me more firster, giggled Canutito, pleased with his own homemade joke. Grandpa Caralampio thought that he would correct Canutito's use of the word firster, but then he thought,
no, he never corrects my Spanglish. I'll just let him enjoy his own silly little tontería.
Then he said to him,
by the way, mijo, you never did tell me why the conejito is named Juan.
Oh, it is because when I baptized him this morning, said Canutito, I dunked him in the water de la sequecita, and he reminded me of John the Baptist.
Oh, no wonder que el pobre conejito is shivering, said Grandpa Caralampio, shaking his head.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, or habla usted Spanglish.